Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to the 663rd Rough Riders Radio podcast entitled Trump, a convicted and a conflicted felon. Yes, you heard that right. Felon. He's an ordinary criminal felon. It will be on his record forever. And all you Trump voters out there, you can just suck on it. You can sit on it and rotate. I love that title, Trump, a convicted and a conflicted felon. To be or not to be convicted. Oh, my God, I am conflicted, just like Macbeth. But you know what? Unlike Macbeth, I was just a out-and-out asshole from the get-go. I've been nothing but an a-hole ever since I was 3 years old, when my daddy told me to be my daddy Fred, who was the most vile father of all time. He told me, king, be a killer and a king. In other words, you just do whatever it is you have to do to get over on whoever it is you have to get over. I mean, it was just bare knuckles from the time he was a babe and swaddling clothes. It was just all nothing but bare knuckles. Guess what? Lady Justice just pulverized you yesterday, May 30, 2024, in the New York City courtroom. A jury with a unanimous verdict convicted you, Don, on 34 separate felony counts, taking of business records, and that is the bread and butter of the New York Attorney's Office. Okay, morning, noon, and night. That is the bread and butter of their cases. They take business and financial improprieties and chicanery very serious. And right at the top of that list would be falsification of business records, which you did not only once, not only twice, not only three times, but 34 separate times, you little fucking bitch. To what? The payoff of porn star. Why? Because it was less than 2 weeks from the November the 8th, 2016 presidential elections, and your chances of becoming president and beating Hillary Clinton rested basically with three states, swing states, Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania, which turned out you won all three of those states by a mere total of 80,000 votes. Let's say 26,000 votes per state. And had Stormy Daniels come out and blab to the press that, yeah, Donald banged me in 2006 at a hotel in Lake Tahoe at a celebrity golf tournament while his wife, Melania, was back on the East Coast caring for, tending to their three-month-old son, Baron, well, you can just forget about winning those three swing states of Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania. And Hillary would have won. You stole the fucking election, you fucking asswipe. So you are a convicted and you're a conflicted felon, but you've always been conflicted because you couldn't stand yourself. Your whole shtick was bravado to mask and hide a complete empty hole that you had for a soul and a personality. You're just nothing but a blank slate. There's nothing to you inside, Donnie. It's all on the outside, and it's not even real. Like your fucking Apprentice show that ran for whatever, 14, 15 years, it was all lies. It was all deceit, deception, fraud. The today by Bill Pruitt, P-R-U-I-T-T. He was one of the executive producers back in 2004 when the first season of Apprentice. And it's a long article about all the BS that they had to do to cobble that show together. And Donnie, they just propped you up like a puppet, because everything about you was a contrivance. Everything. Your success in real estate, your success as a thinker, it was all contrived. It was a con game. They showed you seemingly looking confident. It was all big fucking con game. That's all Trump is one big con artist. Well, guess what? Lady Justice saw through that. A jury of 12 men and women saw through that, and they just completely crushed facade and crushed it down for what it was worth. You know, you're just a lowlife. You're a scumbag. You're flotsam. You're toe jam. You're a fucking criminal felon. Fuck off, good riddance, and you will do much more than house arrest. July the 11th will be your sentencing date. That comes a mere 4 days before the July 15th Republican convention. And Judge Juan Merchan, he's going to give you more than just house arrest in Mar-a-Lago and two ankle bracelets. No. 34 counts. Each one of those counts carries a prison sentence of a minimum of 1 year and a maximum of 4 years. So you do the multiplication. And you're definitely a conflicted felon as of now. Saturday, Friday, May the 31st, 2024. Good riddance, good riddance. And don't slam the jail door back on you too hard. You might hurt yourself. Bro, arrivederci.